You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Pride to Detroit podcast is brought to you by Righteous Felon Craft Jerky. It's the jerky that fuels your Detroit Lions. That's right. Righteous Felon Jerky and meat sticks are available to Lions players at the training facilities at Allen Park. Each 2-ounce bag of jerky has 16 to 20 grams of protein, and each stick has 8 grams of protein. Trust me, if it's good enough for the Lions, it's going to be good enough for you too. Righteous Felon is based in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and they use locally sourced, all-natural Black Angus beef, and they pride themselves on superior quality, revolutionary branding, and unique flavors that go beyond the stereotypical jerky offerings. Go to RighteousFelon.com and use the promo code POD15 at checkout to get 15% off your order. That's promo code POD15 at RighteousFelon.com.
Welcome to The Scraps.
And we're just starting.
We're easing our way into the chaos that is the POD cast in the off season.
I'm going to make so many fucking mistakes. Let Eagles fans have their fun.
I do find it funny that they grease light poles.
Grease the light poles, and it still didn't stop them. People still climbed up on top of them.
That's very funny to me, is that they have to go through those lengths to try to stop people, and it doesn't work.
This was the original tweet. So it said, we're comparing a NFC championship game celebration to a Super Bowl celebration. So like talking about like the Eagles and how they're celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he said, also, the Super Bowl celebration wasn't all that wild. Like, how is pole climbing any crazier than what Bills Mafia does in a parking lot before typical Jets games? I'm like, they were eating horse poop.
Yeah.
Like they were literally, what do you mean? Like that is the definition of crazy. Like
I just greasing up light poles reminds me of, you know, like birdhouses that like people have preventative measures so that
like squirrels. My mother had one. She used to grease those up.
We treat people like squirrels. Like don't climb up our poles.
If you've never had to deal with squirrels in your backyard for that shit, like those squirrels get into everything, man. They will hang off of any kind of bird feeder you can imagine. They are monsters.
Those are Eagles fans.
Yeah. Just going to Acme and grabbing a whole box of Franzia and drinking it in the middle of the road, like someone I follow on Twitter did.
When I brought up the fact that people were eating poop, the person on Twitter responded and said, "Weird as hell, but also harmless."
Maybe.
No, like
harmful to this person, but not to everyone around them.
I was just having an out of body moment. I was like, why am I arguing with somebody about how crazy it is to eat horse poop on Twitter?
Why does Chris Perfett love Bing so much? Chris Perfett has been a longtime fan of Bing, the Microsoft search engine. He believes it provides the most accurate and comprehensive answers to his queries. He also appreciates its innovative features, such as the ability to compare products and prices, as well as its integration with other Microsoft products. Chris appreciates the fact that Bing is constantly evolving to provide better and more accurate results.
Wow, it sounds like ChatGPT is a big fan of Bing, too.
Yeah. I think maybe we should, actually, this was my buddy's idea. I think maybe we should just have an entire stream where we're just playing around with ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, how about this? ChatGPT mock drafts for the Detroit Lions.
Who should
the Lions pick?
The Detroit Lions draft in 2023. I'm not even going to show you this one. They copped out. They pulled a fence sitter move here. So the Detroit Lions.
I want to see this.
The Detroit Lions draft strategy in 2023 will depend on their team needs at that time. It is impossible to accurately predict which player they will draft until the team's roster and needs become more clear.
It's a Jeremy answer.
That's a Jeremy response.
That is me. That's bullshit. Now I realize why everyone hates it.
I have a good question, though.
Okay.
Ask it, why did the Detroit Lions fire Matt Patricia?
The Detroit Lions fired Matt Patricia after two unsuccessful seasons with the team. Matt Patricia had a 13-29-1 record as a Lions head coach, and the team failed to reach the playoffs under his leadership. Leadership should be in quotations.
Leadership.
The team made the decision to move on from Patricia after the team failed to make significant progress in his 2 years as head coach.
Sure. Well, that is technically correct.
No mention of Darius Slay, huh?
No mention of Darius Slay and Wieners.
ChatGPT's model was based off everything until late 2021. It won't answer that requires knowledge of recent news.
2.5 on successful seasons, to be fair.
Indigo said today, AI sucks. Jeremy doesn't write his own articles.
AI sucks
How
so much.
How dare you?
Google still works great for Boolean search, but that defeats the purpose.
Now I understand. So there is Chris Perfetti, right? That's the first result when you search Chris
Perfetti.
Funny
enough, people have started confusing me for him on Twitter. Every now and then I will get tagged because someone's really excited about Abbott Elementary.
But the second result on Bing is Chris's Twitter. So, I mean...
On Bing,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why Chris is all on the Bing rub.
I just went to ChatGPT and I typed in, explain why Pride of Detroit is awesome.
Oh, no.
The response? Pride of Detroit is awesome because it is a community of passionate Detroit Lions fans that are dedicated to providing the best coverage and news about their favorite team. Words. So it also provides a platform for fans to interact with each other, share their opinions, and discuss the team.
That's a fucking lie.
Additionally, Pride of Detroit is great resources for fans to get the latest news, rumors, and analysis on the Lions.
By the way, since someone asked me about the live streams for the draft, I intend to do them this year, but we were talking about 2024 on the pre-show. And I know the Roar of the Lions guys are going to be there in Detroit.
True.
And my plan was to come back to Detroit for that draft as well.
I would love to go out with those guys, take them around the town, have them actually eat like edible food.
Damn it, Ryan.
He did. Matt did ask me Lafayette or American.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've always been a Lafayette person.
I don't like Coney dogs, so I don't have an opinion. So
I've never
been to either.
Sorry.
Of course, the UK guys can find you on Bing. You shut the fuck up.
That's patently false because we know that Chris is the second result on Bing. I know what to add to the Wheel of Pain for November, and it's eat British fare.
Are we just going to get like a box of mushy peas or something? And just
it's going to be beans and fish sticks.
Beans, fish sticks, mushy peas, mint sauce. You know, Heinz makes beans over there, and they spell beans with a Z at the end. I've been told that's how they brand
that's on
it.
Brand. That's on brand.
But like, I am used to, that's like when Tyson made wings with a Y and a Z because they couldn't legally call it wings because it wasn't actually chicken wing meat. So I'm wondering the fact that they call them beans with a Z, that they might not actually be like baked beans.
Hey, there's Big Aries. You are still around. Shout out to Big Aries.
The wheel of mild inconvenience.
I've made... So going off the topic of like things that can't officially call themselves things because they're not made out of the same thing, you have to be careful when you're buying ice cream at the grocery store, I've learned. Because beware, you might be like price shopping. You're like, oh, this one's much less. Let's get this one. There occasionally are things called frozen dairy desserts because they can't call themselves ice cream. And I've made the mistake, and you can tell the difference. It's garbage. God,
that sounds horrifying. I thought you were going to be like someone misspelling gelato to try to get away with it not actually being gelato.
with a J. Gelato.
Or like one L or something. Or I'm sorry, two L's.
Wasn't it Pete Carroll and like USC when they were going for a three-peat? They tried to use three-peat, but they couldn't because it had been like trademarked by Pat Riley and the Lakers.
I mean, there's also the 12s after Texas A&M is like, yeah, 12th man is our shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why they're the 12s now, not 12th man.
I think they tried to skirt around it by having it be 3PETE.
You should do that anyway.
That's actually clever. That's actually clever.
That is clever.
If there's one person that I know to not give a middle name to, it's not Mrs. Ruby. It's Andrew Cato.
I was going to say, he can seal your bank account with that.
Yes. Our one of writers on staff. Who hasn't one of our writers
on staff and an actual Fed.
Jeremy will not confirm or deny that he keeps Andrew on staff.
Andrew
you
is
want
our
that
best,
guy on your team.
Andrew is our best investigative reporter. Like every now and then we'll just be talking about something that stumps us. And like two, three hours later, because Andrew's on like the same side of the world as me, suddenly Andrew will come into chat and just like throw the digital like file on the table. It's like, I know exactly where this person lives.
Yeah.
Where he's found like an arrest record or something.
When I think of Andrew, for some reason, I think of the notes. Because he publishes notes all the time because he's really good, as Chris just said, of going around the internet and just compiling stuff. But like, I think about that article, and this is so random, where it was about like game programs. Like it was about like the evolution of like game programs.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, there's nobody else on this site who should write this article except for Andrew. Like he's the only person who can do like the thorough research required to do that. So
And we also learned how much he was a cop way back about 5 years ago, Ryan, because we took him. We were in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and how he
remember
pizza.
We went for pizza. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I have pictures, but I'll never put those on the internet because
then he'll know better. He'll be like, so I've read all the geohashing data off of this, and I know where your camera is now. I've got its GPS coordinates.
Yeah, like the thing with Andrew is like, are you plugged into a wall somewhere? Well, Andrew can find you.
Yeah.
I'm breaking your balls.
It's no, fun. I know. Don't tell him that you're breaking his balls. Tell him that you're.
That destroys the magic, Jeremy. You gotta let you have to let people pretend we all hate each other. It's the only reason people are going to be able to like take shots at me and telling me I'm doing a shitty job is under the hope that one day you will just fire me.
Sweaty Doofus says, you're binging his balls.
That was The Scraps.